All right, let's hook into our top tactics that you saw from round 22 just gone.
Well, I want to start with the Bunnies and their trial line attack. I spoke before about the weapons they've got in their team. But Cameron Murray, I spoke about him last week as one of the tactics. Yeah. But one of the things I saw on the weekend, every time they got down to attacking inside the 20-metre zone of Parramatta's try line, they were using Cameron Murray at the post. So he was either the ball player, so he was getting the ball roughly around where the black dot is on the goal post, and he was that extra pair of hands that allowed young Dean Hawkins or Cody Walker or Latrell Mitchell to get a little bit wider. So Cameron Murray's ball-playing ability, spoke about the variation in his game. I thought they did it exceptionally well. They looked like scoring every time they got down there, Matty. They really did. And the focal point was Cam Murray, but then there were some really big attacking weapons across the attacking line, but a couple of holes wider. It just unlocks, you know, Latrell Mitchell one-on-one with the centre, or Cody Walker, you know, going at the line with less inside pressure. That's dangerous. So I really like the way they attacked their trial line, attacked the trial line of power on the weekend.
Bunnies try line attack, one of the top tactics. The next one?
Yeah, number two, our game that we covered on Saturday afternoon for SEN, Matty. Lodge, Weary, Hargraves and Radley. That middle forward unit were outstanding. I spoke about their physicality last week. The thing I liked this week was, and we spoke about Timmy Manor, who was in commentary with
loved
us.
Loved it.
Loved it, right? So both times, well, Matt Lodge scored his first try for about 3 years, but it was off the back of a run around with Weary Hargraves, Radley, and Matt Lodge hitting a line. And, mate, I remember Peter Sterling used to say run arounds like are underused play close to the line, because what happens is when you run around someone, the defence plant their feet, so they stop. So we saw that with the Cowboys the other day. It actually makes defenders plant their feet so they can't get off the line and put grass behind them, because when you're defending your trial line, you want to try and get to the 10-metre line. That's your goal. And you can't on a run around because you've got to plant your feet. And I just thought they did it a couple of times there, but just their connection and their combination, it's shown significant improvement over the last couple of weeks. And it's been a real reason why they've been such a weapon. Those three guys are leading. But I just love that tactical flexibility that they had close to the line where they had that run around a couple of times.
Yeah, Timmy loved it from the commentary box. I had a chat with him on the program on Monday morning, mate. I think he was still watching it over and over on replay as well. So Lodge, JWH, Victor the Inflictor combining beautifully. So number three.
Okay, so we've spoken about trial line attack. I want to give the Melbourne Storm a massive rap from a tactical perspective of what they did defending their trial line against the Panthers. Panthers had far more possession, far more field position. So they had a huge amount of play the balls inside the Melbourne Storm 20. What they did really well, Cameron Munster gets so much credit for what he does on the ball. Well, his defensive organisation inside that 20 metres was outstanding. He found the appropriate times to plug in the line to thicken the line up. So essentially you have one marker. Once you get inside 10 metres, Melbourne Storm were having one marker, and then Cameron Munster was plugging in the line. So you had one marker, and it gives you 12 defenders on their feet across the line. So it's a really thick line. And they're able to take away the threats of the Penrith Panthers because of that thickness in their defensive line. The other thing they did really well was get to the 10. So they their first three steps, have a look when you watch the Storm play, defend inside their 10-metre zone. They get to the 10, so they put grass behind them. So exceptional job there with their inside 20-metre defence.